And a very pleasant good morning to you wherever you may be listening. I'm Carl Nathan. You're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. We're all set to bring you comprehensive coverage of the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Today, it's the Final Four. A quartet of teams have won two games apiece to earn their way into the semifinals. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, our first semi features a pair of schools certainly making the most of their appearances in the Boys Sweet 16. Great Crossing, this is their first ever appearance in this tournament. Great Crossing from Scott County, the champions of Region 11, will go up against Region 2 champion Lyon County from Western Kentucky. Then at 1:30 Eastern Time, 12:30 Central, Region 13 winner Harlan County will meet the titleist from Region 6, Evangel Christian of Louisville. The first matchup could be viewed as a David versus Goliath battle. Great Crossing, with 1,713 students in grades 9 through 12. Lyon County's enrollment, grades 9 through 12, just 293 students. Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer and the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, will call the play-by-play with the standout former player and coach at state championship finalist Mina Todd providing expert analysis. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair, service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Go-To Solutions, Linex of Moorhead.
Ryan Perry, head coach of Lyon County. Well, you made it past the quarterfinals. You're here on Saturday in your third try. How are you going to manage it?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, anytime you're able to play basketball on the last day in the state of Kentucky, then, you know, it's been a really good season. So we're excited about the opportunity to play today. Our guys are excited to finally get over that hump, past the Final Eight, and make it to the Final Four. So, you know, we're really feel blessed and fortunate to be here, and we're thankful for the opportunity. Got a tough matchup today. I mean, Great Crossings is a great team. Full of elite players and just really well coached, matchup problems at every position. They're just, you know, they're a complete team. But we're excited about the opportunity to play these guys. We've seen them right before the season started and, you know, got to play against them then and got to watch quite a bit of film on them. And, you know, we're going to get out there and we're going to play our game and hopefully it's going to be good enough.
Travis, Mr. Basketball, this year, Malachi Moreno could be next year to be determined. Are you more concerned about their 7-1 post on the offensive end or the defensive end, and why?
Well, Well, it's tough. I mean, if we let him catch the ball in the lane, he's going to score the basketball. He's so long. He's such a matchup problem. But he does affect the game, I feel like, probably more defensively. Anything you run coming through the lane, he's probably getting a hand on. And it really gets in the head of people when they're afraid they're going to get their shot blocked or they've just gotten a couple shot blocks. It changes the way you attack the rim. It changes the way you finish your plays and stuff like that. So, I think he has a huge impact on both ends of the floor. But I think defensively, I'm a little more concerned about the defensive side of the ball, just because he's so dominant inside.
You've had balance all year long, and you had it from Travis and also from Brady Shoulders. But yesterday, I thought the guy that was the star for you was Bray Kirk. I mean, he had those 9 rebounds, he scored, and in the second half, he really got your engine going.
Absolutely, he was an animal for us yesterday, and exactly when we needed it, he gave it to us right in the second half there, and kind of busted that thing from 10 points to 18 points or something like that. He can do that every play. He's just a really good basketball player. But he picked a great time to break out there and do it for us. And I thought that was huge. Almost had a double-double. Just a huge game for him. And, a lot of times he's a guy out there that's getting a little bit less attention than the other guys. So he has favorable matchups and not quite as much, defense watching him and things like that. So I was really glad to see him kind of break loose in a big environment like that. And we're hoping we get a lot of that from him again today.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you, appreciate it.
All right, that is the head coach, Ryan Perry, of Lyon County. We'll go to the other side of things and hear from Steve Page of Great Crossing next, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Steve Page, head coach of Great Crossing, with us. When Scott County split into two schools, you started the program at Great Crossing. Sure. Are you here ahead of schedule? What you expected, or did you have any idea how this would go?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when I was hired back in 2019, I'd say we're probably ahead of schedule. Now, having said that, when year two, when, Malachi and Vince and all the kids we currently have walk through the door, I would say we probably feel we're here maybe a year later than we felt like we could maybe get to. But we kind of knew I had that group. I started the 4 kids that start for me now. I started as freshmen, so I kind of saw their potential. And, you know, decided to get him going early, you know, and kind of played him in front of some older kids, which I'm sure didn't make a lot of people happy. But at the same point, we kind of knew what we had and knew that we needed to get them on the floor. So days like today could happen.
I've always said that the 11th region final can be as good and equal to a state final, and Lexington Catholic and you down to Dawson's buzzer beater, and it was. So you've been tested.
Oh, absolutely. With our schedule, we've been tested a lot. Yeah. So Lexington Catholic was obviously the supreme test, you know, down three with 35 seconds left and make back-to-back threes in 35 seconds of real time, you know, no stops or anything. But we've been, I mean, with our schedule, you know, we've played, you know, most top 25s that you look at. We've played 10 or 11 of them, and we scrimmage, you know, we scrimmage Lyon County, we scrimmage Trinity on top of the 10 or 11 that we played. So I knew what we had, and I knew I needed to challenge the kids. What you told me, we'd walk into the state semifinals, you know, at 36-1, I think we are. So I'd have told you you're crazy. I didn't think we'd do that schedule. And the crazy part is we really should have won the game we lost. So, you know, we've exceeded expectations. We expected when the year started that this was the spot we were going to be in. We never backed off that, you know, and we're a confident bunch.
You've seen them on film. You scrimmaged them. It's a double-headed monster you're going to face in Travis Perry and Brady Shoulders. Brady can stretch the floor. You know what Travis can do. So where's the key? Stop him offensively or deal with him on the other end of the court?
Yeah, well, triple-headed monster. You forgot Jack Reddick.
Yeah, so, who's had 11 assists and only 2 turnovers in this tournament.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're a heck of a team. We played them last year in the King of the Bluegrass, and then obviously we scrimmaged them earlier this year. So, you know, Travis is going to get his. I mean, the leading scorer ever in Kentucky basketball. So we're not going to shut Travis Perry down. What we're going to hope to do is what we did last year in the King of the Bluegrass, where he scores 25 on 25 shots. So if we can do that, then we're successful. We just got to make it as difficult as we possibly can, to have him take as many shots to get as few points as we can possibly get, and challenge every shot. So as long as we don't give him a lot of open looks, then we'll be satisfied at the end of the day. Shoulders obviously is really good. He really hurt us in the scrimmage, and then, you know, Jack's a good one. They're all. I mean, those kids have been playing together forever. You know, they were built for days like today. So we're going to have to bring it. And, you know, offensively or defensively, we've got to do it, you know, on both ends. We've got to be able to handle the ball. And then, again, we just can't give them a lot of easy, or can't give the kids that we don't want to have easy open looks. There's a couple that we'll be okay with taking those shots, but some we won't.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Steve Page, that's this Great Crossing talk, and we'll be back with more after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Clark's cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Morgan & Morgan.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Bump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Down to 4 in the state of Kentucky. Game 1 of the semifinals here at Rupp. Lyon Kelly, 34-3, winners of 15 in a row against the Warhawks at Great Crossing, 36-1. They've won 24 in a row. Greg Stottlemyre with the call, Minaton alongside as we meet the Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. First for Lyon Kelly, their three guards, point guard Jack Reddick, Bray Kirk, a guard, and Kentucky Mr. Basketball Travis Perry, a guard, averaging 29.5 a game. The two forwards are Brady Shoulders, averaging 17.7, and Lucas Breedlove. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineup for the Warhawks of Great Crossing. Three guards, Janias.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials. And officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express. Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring has sprung at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. Kennebec and red Pontiac potatoes, sweet Spanish yellow and red onions, any and all kinds of garden supplies. We still have Somerset pellets for your stove on these cold mornings. Even a great selection of ice cream for these hot days. And don't forget, Ace Wild Bird Seed is 2 for $22. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Allen's IGA, proud to support Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead. This Sweet 16 broadcast is sponsored in part by your Scott Family McDonald.
Game 2, tip at 1:30 Eastern, Harlan Kelly, 33-4, Evangel Christian at 31-6. Lyon Kelly rolled by Adair County, 80-65 yesterday, beat Marshall County 72-55 in the opener. For Great Crossing, they have a struggle tie going into the fourth quarter before blowing out Spencer County in that last 8 minutes and then moved on with an easy win over McGoffin County. And the tip won by Moreno. And now out to Dawson. It was tipped away. Good defense there by Reddick.
Lyon County coming out. Active hands.
Reddick, really good defender. Great passer. 11 assists. 2 turnovers.
Lyon County looked like they're starting in a 1-3-1.
Throw it through the lane. And a bounce pass to the dunk by Godfrey.
And that's how you beat a 1-3-1. High to low dunk.
2-0 in favor of Great Crossing. The Warhawks in the green and white today against the purple and gold of Lyon County. Top of the key, Perry, guarded by Godfrey. Comes to the left. Perry behind the back. Is out high to Reddick, the point guard, headed for Florida Gulf Coast. Good screen there by Shoulders. Shoulders got it back. Left side, Perry, handed the face three. No, he has not had a good shooting tournament. Dawson the rebound. Flip it up to Godfrey. Godfrey had it tipped away. Stolen away. Shoulders. Perry.
forecourt. Head of the key, angles left.
Yeah, the Warhawks starting in a man-to-man pressure defense.
Right side, Breedlove had five big blocks yesterday, six in the tournament. Crossover dribble, Reddick twice. One hands it out to Perry. Looks back at his dad, the head coach, Ryan Perry. These guys played together since middle school, maybe even elementary school. Here's Kirk through Perry. Down low, nothing there, Reddick. Out to shoulders. They lead with the three by shoulders.
There's the patience we talked about. Great patience by Lyon County to free up the shoulders for the big three.
Forecourt, Richardson. Gage Richardson over to Burrell. Left side looking to three. Dawson miss it. No, instead that was Dawson. Defensive rebound. Moreno still hadn't touched it. Off to Perry. Perry drives. Square. Bank score.
Beautiful bank shot. Love to see kids use that backboard.
It's up there for a reason, isn't it? 5-2. Great crossing. Trailing by three. There's the first touch. Moreno, the junior at 7'1". Now Gage Richardson. Works it left to Dawson. Outside the block, Moreno. Fanner right wing, Burrell. Corner, Richardson. No for the tie. Rebound offensively, Dawson. Got it low to the big guy inside. No. Moreno tipped it to the man who missed it. Another miss by Godfrey. Another tip by Godfrey. No. And it goes off the hands of Lyon County.
Lyon County battling, doing the best they can under there. But the long, tall length of Great Crossing causing problems.
Godfrey 6'7". Richardson 6'4". Dawson 6'5". And there's Moreno at 7'1". Working low. Patience got him on the arm. Moreno looks over at his head coach. Got an indication from the bench away. Say he was not in the act of shooting. The reach was on Bray Kirk. First foul of the game. Inbounds. Wide open. Shot won't go. Dawson fouled. Second foul of the game. And that time it's on Lucas Breedlove.
Yeah, they just threw it to the rim that time. Letting number one, Vince Dawson, go up and try to just tip it in, but he got fouled.
First foul shot good by Dawson, 74% shooter on the year. Won the regional final with a buzzer beater three to knock out Lexington Catholic, another top 10 team, after tying the game with just over a half minute to go with the three.
Full court man-to-man pressure from the Warhawks.
Here comes Lyon County, leading 5-4. Reddick, left side, Perry. Catch, release, off. Reddick, rebound, back up and in.
Great weak side rebound by Reddick.
Point guard averages over four rebounds a game, and the Warhawks throw it away as Lyon County stokes up the defense.
Coach Page not happy with that execution.
Not enough touches yet for Moreno, and that's credit to the Lyon County defense. Reddick working against his number mate, 5-on-5. Here's Perry. Perry's missed a couple of shots early. One of three, it was on a bank shot. Loop it in the corner. Catch and release. Good by Bray Kirk, who had a great game yesterday.
I was going to say, Kirk just stepping up big again.
10-2 run. Moreno, great pass from the left, and then the cutter on the baseline missed the shot and got three, but he was fouled. They're missing right at the rim 3-4 times here early, and Great Crossing down 10-4.
Point blank shots and great offensive execution against that press. Get that ball down low, draw the foul.
Decision time for the bench of Lyon County. Second foul on Bray Kirk. Foul shot good. One more coming for Godfrey. Opened the game with a dunk. He averages 9.3, 6'7 senior. 45% foul shooter. Couldn't tell it there. He got them both. Stops the 10-2 run. 10-6. Lyon County with the ball as we near halfway through the opening quarter in the first of two semifinals. Perry. Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Throw a corner to the guy with two fouls. Bray Kirk. Got him in a double. Threw it off the body of one of the Warhawks, off the leg of Godfrey, as he was trapped near the end of the Great Crossing bench.
Got himself in some trouble, but smart play, knocking it off the leg of the Great Crossing defender.
A little surprised they've kept him on the court break, Kirk, with two fouls in the first quarter. He's so good. Look at that no-look pass. Reddick got it out to a new player, to Breedlove. Breedlove rarely takes a three. That's just his seventh of the year, and he missed it. Quick pass off the hip, left side to Burrell. Got it back around right. Dawson let it fly and bang it home.
What quick ball reversal for that open three.
First three of the day, the other one answered by Perry.
They can't lose Perry in transition, and that time they did. He made them pay.
Quick release, Perry. Left of the lane, Moreno turns away from a near steal at the goal. And the 7-1 junior banks it in first two, averaging 20 in the first two tournament games. 13-11 Lion County, 3-10. First quarter, ball tipped away on a drive from behind. Reddick didn't know. Here come the Warhawks. Inside low. We're tied at 13 as Richardson in transition off a turnover and a jailbreaker fast break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. Tied at a Baker's dozen. Perry's three blocked by Godfrey. But it falls to Shoulder, who skips it right corner. Catch, release, Reddick miss. Offensive rebound, Moreno steals it away. Took it right out of the hands of the rebounder in Kirk. Now a chance to retake the lead. They were up 2-0 on an opening dunk. We're tied at 13. The Warhawks attack. Richardson lob low to Moreno. Got it. Hit the bottom of the rim. Goes right back. Puts it right in. And now it's a 6-0 run for Great Crossing, and they lead.
And that's a hard stop for Lyon County. Moreno's size just too tough to defend at the block.
Five by Perry, three by Shoulder, four have scored for Lyon County, four have scored for Great Crossing, led by the five of Dawson. Driving in, Reddick, got around the defender, lean, bank, score, Reddick with a charge to the goal, tied at 15. The other way, Dawson lets it fly, no. Offensive rebound, Godfrey, no. And pulled down by Bray Kirk, playing with those two fouls to forecourt. In transition, Perry, fake long, go baseline, rise from 15, no. Back and forth we go, Godfrey rebound. Two of the best in the state, they scrimmaged preseason against each other. Down low inside, Moreno moving, and he got jostled illegally. 1:23 in the first quarter. Timeout. We're tied at 15. Underway in the semifinals at Rupp Arena here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Clark's Pump and Shop, sideline report. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Great Crossing with over 1,700 students. Lyon County, just under 300 students. More of the beauty of the Sweet 16. The Lions are attempting to become the smallest school from Western Kentucky to win the Kentucky High School Boys Basketball Championship since Cuba High School in Graves County. At the time, fewer than 100 students. They won it all, the Cuba Cubs, in 1952. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Two ties, two lead switches. It'll be Richardson the trigger under his own basket for the Warhawks. High hands trying to guard Moreno, left block. He'll cut through the lane, and they throw into the corner. Release out of the corner on the three. Will not fall for Burrell. Ball on the court. Bodies hit the court, and Redick wins the battle. Then on the outlet under the opposition goal intended for shoulders, tipped out by the Warhawks.
What great hustle by Redick, but because the Warhawks actually were going to come up with that ball, just out-hustled the Warhawks there.
He is now sitting at 13 assists and three turnovers in the game. Now in is Carson Collins, and they have taken the player with two fouls out. Here's Redick as to the bench goes Kirk. The ball deflected. It goes long, but Perry collects near the timeline. Perry working his way left, forcing an eight-footer, rolling off. Offensive rebound put back, no, by another new player in DeFew, but they got it back. Shoulders got it, and a whistle sounds. I think they called it on Moreno.
I think you're right.
Foul called on Malachi Moreno, his first. Four fouls on Lyon Kelly. That's the first on the Warhawks.
Isaac DeFew and Shoulders in there really battling on the boards.
DeFew had a great game yesterday. 5 points, two rebounds. And in the tournament has gone 5 of 6 for the field. Perry, left side with 5 today. Brings it up high to the point guard, the maestro of the offense. And Jack Redick off to Shoulders. And committed to Tennessee Martin, a coaching change. He may reopen his commitment, we're told. Off to Perry. Perry looks back, almost dropped the dribble, looks back at Dad, and now with 8 seconds to go, turns around. Godfrey, good pass through. Malachi Moreno tipped it away. They got it back. He tipped it away again, and then Moreno is fouled. Two deflections there by Moreno.
But how about Carson Collins, the smallest kid on the floor right now, coming up with two offensive rebounds against a seven-footer.
And then Isaac DeFew fouled as we'll walk the ball up to the other end, and because that's the fifth foul, Moreno will get two tosses. Again, in high school ball, no one-on-one anymore. When you get to five and the fouls reset every quarter, then you have two guaranteed shots, and Moreno, a 69% shooter, will be there. Just 6 of 13 from the foul line in a tournament, make it 6 of 14. When you're a big guy, if you can get it up in the 70s, you raise your point average.
Yeah, it's
like
huge.
Zach Edey.
Right, and, you know, we remember a few big-time NBA players that were big players that struggled at the free throw line. I won't mention any names, but, yeah, it's a... It's important to knock these free throws down.
For the lead at the end of the quarter, he does. 16-15 in favor of the Warhawks. They had scored 6 in a row. Lyon Kelly had gone on a 10-2 run before that. Now, what kind of play do they have? 1.5 to go. And Shoulders the trigger man. They'd love to get it to Perry. Here's the long pass. And it goes out of bounds as the clock expires. One quarter done in the first of two semifinals. And it's 16-15, Great Crossing on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance,
Our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Shooting for Great Crossing, 104 for 3, 5 of 6 from the line. Lyon County did not get to the line, 6 of 16, 3 of 8 from the field at 16-15. Great Crossing through 8. What's your first quarter impression, Lyon?
Well, I think both teams are playing pretty solid defense. They're getting up and down the floor. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one plays out with the size advantage that the Warhawks have.
So no look pass, but lost, and then lost again. It was lost on the floor there by the few on the bounce pass. A Great Crossing player went to get it over top of the player on the floor, and he lost it out of bounds. So Great Crossing avoids a turnover, and they bring three starters back in. Ray Kirk with those two fouls sat for a couple of minutes back in. Reedlove come back in as well. I think Reddick was on the bench for just a brief moment. Now Reddick's got the ball in his hands here. Down by one. Their biggest lead was 6. Shoulders. Feeds it right to Reddick. Reddick comes right to left out to Perry. The assignment on him by Jeremiah Godfrey with the long arms. Godfrey, a big guy at 6'7". Shoulders. Shoulders drives left. Power move across the lane. Nothing there. And then the block. They got it out late to Kirk. And it was an easy block by the little guy at 5'9", Burrell.
You know, and the key for that block was he was reacting while the ball was in the air. He didn't wait till the shooter caught the ball.
16-15, Great Crossing. 40 seconds into the second quarter. Out of bounds under their own basket for Reddick to trigger. Trouble getting it in, but he finds Kirk popping to the corner. Kirk's got it back from Reddick. Skip pass left shoulders, extra share, back to shoulders, left flat, up top. A little handoff from Kirk to Reddick. Reddick, crossover dribble, works his way right onto the defender, into the lane on the run, missed it. Malachi Moreno pulls down the rebound. His fourth of the day to tie Godfrey for team leadership. Perry almost a steal, but retrieving it, Burrell. And now Great Crossing will take a deep breath up by one and reset the offense. Big crowd in here. Alley-oop. Way off target, but Godfrey saves the errant Dawson pass. Got it to Burrell. Burrell to Richardson. Back to Dawson. Off the hip right side. Here's the three. Will not fall on the miss by Burrell. Here comes Perry up ahead. He fakes the three, then leans in and shoots it. Misses. Gets his own miss. At the foul line. Over to shoulders. Got it.
Credit Perry's hustle that time, following his shot, getting the offensive rebound and hitting his teammate's shoulders for the three.
Third lead switch along with two not-ups of the game. Richardson steps into a three, cannot switch the lead. Dawson rebound. He was grabbed on the arm. No whistle, put it in. Dawson, he has 7. The average is a team-leading 18, and that is our third tie of the day. 6 minutes to play. First half, even Steven, we go. Out high right shoulders. Hand off to Perry. And now into the hands of Reddick, who is their quarterback. Off high left to Kirk, who had an 18-point game the other day. Thread the needle pass into the corner to Perry, and he knocked down the trifecta out of the left pocket.
What a beautifully executed play design.
Got the open shooter, and nobody tracked Perry. Burrell. Burrell drives, leaves his feet over Richardson. Inside the three-point line, he hits from 16. Great Crossing down one, 4 for Richardson, 21-20 Lyon County. Here's Perry holding the ball out to Reddick. 3 Division I signees on this team in their last run. Lost in the quarterfinals the last 2 years to eventual runner-ups, Cubcap and GRC. Can they get it to Saturday night? Step back three. Perry, bang!
What a beautiful step back to get free himself up just long enough to knock that three down.
Hadn't been having a great shooting tournament. He's heating it up in the semifinals. They lead by 4. Richardson to answer. No. And they're not getting it to Moreno at all inside, and he couldn't get the rebound. They're forgetting their 7-1 guy and living on the outside, Mina.
I'm telling you, they got to feed the monster under there.
Here's Perry. And a timeout to his dad. Perry practiced shooting, missed. If you're going to do it, shoot it when the time is out. Perry getting hot. 4 of 10 from the field, but 3 of 7. He's hit his last two, and they've got the ball up by 4. This Dolhairs KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes Assumption field hockey coach Debbie Judd. Her 82% winning percentage and 568 victories included 10 state championships. Judd is credited with raising the profile of her sport across the Commonwealth. Roberts Insurance congratulates Assumption's Debbie Judd, a member of the Dolhairs KHSAA Class of 24. Let's go to Carl Afey.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Great Crossing's first ever appearance in the Boys Sweet 16. School just opened 5 years ago. The first and only head coach of the Warhawks is Steve Page, who formerly coached for many years at Scott County Middle School. His teams there won a pair of state titles, and among the players he coached, Michael Moreno, the older brother of 7-1 Great Crossing junior Malachi Moreno. Greg?
Yeah, another player he coached, now playing in Slovenia, Cooper Robb, who played at Charlotte and then with Moreno at Eastern Kentucky. They were pretty good back in middle school with that team. And then Scott County in the state tournament. Here's Perry. Leaves his feet, goes right side to Kirk. Now shoulders, spins on Dawson through the lane. Dunk! Rebound! What an assist! Out of that guy's shoulders.
Beautiful execution once again out of a timeout.
Biggest lead of 6 for the second time. They had an earlier 10-2 run. This is an 11-4 run. The defense has been good. Burrell, right wing Dawson, passes up a 3, now takes it. Misses it. Again, nothing in the post. They're living on the outside, and it's not working. Transition. Sutter scores. And nothing but a timeout can solve it for Steve Page. We're back after this. On a run, Lyon County. Out on top when we return on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Myoka Morris, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA.
It is a 13-4 run for Great Crossing. They've scored the last 7 points over a minute 31. They've hit 5 straight shots in a row, Lyon County has. And Great Crossing was ahead 16-15. Now they're down 28-20. You got to go inside out, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I feel like they're missing a lot of great opportunities with the 7-foot Moreno down low. Get that ball inside, and if they collapse, then kick it out for an open look.
They've taken 6 shots. The 2 2-pointers, they've hit. They've missed all 4 of their threes, and Lyon County extends the pressure. Here's Dawson knifing to the goal. He missed. Followed dunk by Godfrey. No, Godfrey's been at the cup a lot. Hadn't been able to complete, but he gets the foul.
And that's what got them the lead early. When they were penetrating to the basket or getting the ball low in the post and then the chance for the offensive rebounds.
They called the foul on Breedlove, and that's trouble because he's their 6'6 leaper, and that's his third foul at the 3-10 mark. And Godfrey misfires on the foul shot. Now 2 of 3. Again, he's a 45% foul shooter, but had hit his first 2. He opened the game with a dunk. 7-0. Run continues as Godfrey misses them both. Nothing going right for Great Crossing in the second quarter. Outscored 13-4. Led at the end of one, 16-15. High left, Kirk playing with those two fouls. That Gottfried Love still on the court for now. Underneath 3 minutes in the first half, and there's a hand check foul by the new player in, Jalen Warren, as he hand-checked the driver. Let's go to Carl.
Thank you very much, Greg. Joined by Dr. Peter Timoney, Director of Oculofacial Plastic and Orbital Surgery, UK Advanced Eye Care at the University of Kentucky. He's been there 13 years. And Peter, first of all, welcome. And what kinds of things do you do at UK Advanced Eye Care?
Great. Well, thank you for having me. I do oculofacial plastic and reconstructive surgery. That entails folks who have malpositioned eyelids, droopy and heavy eyelids, other folks who suffer from tearing. I see a lot of folks with facial trauma and also participate in the management of folks with thyroid eye disease.
It's quite a lot, and I want to say, freely admit, and am glad that I was a former patient of Dr. Peter Timoney. He did a great job. Why are these services so important to patients?
Well, I think, Carl, that, you know, I would argue that vision is probably the most important sense that we have. And when the eyelids are malpositioned, it can adversely affect your vision. When the eyelids are droopy, it can adversely affect your ability to see and to function daily.
What do you think makes UK Advanced Eye Care unique?
Well, the resources we have are endless. The ability to service and take care of folks in central and eastern Kentucky is certainly a passion of mine. We have every subspecialty available at UK, and also to work with my colleagues in other services.
Dr. Peter Timoney, Director of Oculofacial Plastic and Orbital Surgery, UK Advanced Eye Care, and he is good. I want to tell you that. And by the way, his father and namesake, another Dr. Peter Timoney, is a world-renowned Emeritus Professor, the Gluck Equine Research Center at the University of Kentucky. And in case you hadn't figured it out, they hail from Ireland.
That is right, Carl.
Now back to you, Greg.
Thanks, Carl. 2 minutes, 49 seconds left, first half. Scoring drought of 2 minutes, 35 seconds here for Great Crossing, and they play defense. Trailing down by eight. After coming into this quarter up by one, Perry in the lane, caught, turns, knowing the shot clock, not the shot clock, but the three-second call was on. He missed. Moreno the rebound and a trip in transition on Perry.
The Warhawks has switched the defender on Perry. Jalen Warren, a much smaller, quicker player, is now hawking Perry and making it difficult for him to get a good look.
Last time they scored was at 5:24. Inbounds, Dawson. Beat it to Godfrey, right side, extra share baseline. A new player in, Warren, he missed. And a foul on Moreno, pushing. Warhawks are frustrated. Second foul on Moreno. So now Breedlove on one side with three, Moreno with two, and they've rendered him ineffective today because the post has not been fed. He has two fouls. Moreno just three shots today. Godfrey to guard five. Dawson, who is a guard, six shots. Here's Perry, who's taken 11 and hit four. Had that hot streak when they started this run. They're on a 13-4 run. Redeker crossover. Shadowed defensively by Burrell. 2 minutes to play in a profitable second quarter for Lyon County, leading 13-4. The all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky. Short on a 10-footer. And a rebound by Moreno, his sixth. Godfrey has five as well. Through the lane, to the goal, another miss. Moreno, the offensive rebound, and he hit it.
That's where they've been most successful, with the drive and attack to the basket with opportunities for offensive putbacks.
Through the lane, a drive. Redick handed it off, missed catch, but they got it back off Defuse loss. Shoulders, corner, back to Defuse. Shot two bounces off the rim, will drop. Rebound pulled down by Vince Dawson. 28-22. Great Crossing gets it inside on the drive by Dawson, but he can't hit. It'll go to the line. So, great crossing, hitting just a third of their shots, 8 of 24, 11 of 27 for Lyon County. If they can creep this thing from 8 a little closer, they'll feel like they survived a second quarter that wasn't theirs as Dawson hits the foul shot.
Absolutely, Greg. And Vince Dawson has been a huge key for the Warhawks by attacking the basket. And if he's not able to finish, he's drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line.
Now it's a dry spell of 2 minutes 19 seconds for the Lions. After a dry spell of well over 3 minutes for Great Crossing, Dawson got them both. He has 9 to lead his team. And they've cut the 8-point deficit in half. Minute 5 to go is Reddick, the point guard. Well, underhand scoop it to shoulders. Signed with Tennessee Martin, but Ryan Ritter, a Kentucky-born coach at Tennessee Martin, has gone to Mercer. And Shoulders has reopened his look at where he'll play college. Looked like they're going to hold for the last shot. And so Steve Page will tell his team to back it up and let them do it. Think the way this quarter has gone, he'd be happy to go to the locker room down just 4.
Jalen Warren totally face guarding Perry. Not going to look to help off on any penetration.
He's over there saying, "Hey, Travis, how you doing? Congratulations, Mr. Basketball. My name's Jalen." 21 seconds to go. Reddick comes to get it. Comes up top of the key, high left, near the timeline. 15 to go. Watch what Perry does. Watch what Shoulders does. Now 10. Perry wants the ball. Gets it. They foul him. And they do. It's only their third foul. That's good play. Again, 5 fouls. You get the shot. And so that slows Perry down with 6.5 to go. You can do it again here if you want to give up a foul.
And it looks like what the Warhawks are going to do. And they're putting in some players that you can utilize to give away some fouls.
Warren and Holman are now both in. Holman high hands guarding Reddick into Shoulders. 5 seconds to play. Over to Perry. Perry gets the shot off, missed it, and will go to halftime with Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 24, in a battle where the Warhawks kind of mitigated the problems they had here at halftime. Carl Athey's going to track down the head coach, Ryan Perry of Lyon County. See his thoughts in the first half. Here's Carl.
All right, we're going to go with Coach Perry in just a moment as they lead 28-24. He's checking something at the scorer's table. We'll have to be patient for just a second. Lyon County again trying to become one of the smallest schools ever to win it here. Lyon County coach, Ryan Perry, what about the first half?
It was a pretty good first half. You know, I'm a little disappointed the way we closed the half out there. Lucas Breedlove picking up his third foul was a little bit of a blow there. We had a nice 8-point lead with the ball, trying to stretch it to double digits, and we let him cut it to 4. You can't do that against state championship caliber teams, you know, so we're really going to have to make some adjustments at halftime and come out strong and get going in the second half.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Ryan Perry of the Lyon County Lions. They lead at 28-24 over Great Crossing. This is the first semifinal Boys Sweet 16. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Montgomery Tractor Sales.
And welcome back in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Carl Nathie. We're at halftime of the first semifinal of the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Sweet 16. Lyon County from far western Kentucky has 28. Great Crossing from Scott County, 24 points. And of course, another big semifinal to come later on. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Our Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounder of the first half is Malachi Moreno. No big surprise there. He's won that award before. 7 rebounds for Malachi in the first half. Looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. And our pleasure to be joined by Daryl Bird, 27 years now at the Cat's Paws, and the founder of the Cat's Paws, Oscar Combs. We talked with him briefly the other day, but I guess you've almost been at it as long as he was at it.
I think I've actually been longer than what Oscar was, but it's been a privilege to take what he developed, turned into a monster, and just keep running with it and keep doing what we can to inform UK fans.
The Cat's Paws, really, Oscar started in, if I understand right, about the mid-1970s, early and mid-70s, and really was to, it became kind of the first, and now they're all over the country. Everybody's, you know, Big Blue Nation or whatever nation right. You are, has got their own kind of fan-first publication.
Yeah, Oscar was the very first. It was the first and the biggest. It always was, and everybody saw what a great idea it was and jumped right on board and started their own. You're right, they're scattered all over now.
Of course, your job has continues to change constantly with technology.
Sure does.
I don't know how you guys do it with the small staff that you have, but it's a heck of an attractive publication. How often do you come out now? It's a magazine-style format now. How often do you do that?
It's 18 times a year. About 3 years ago, we decided to make the change to the Sports Illustrated that we all grew up with, the glossy magazine, that we decided to go that route and focus on bigger feature-type stories, and it's gone over really well.
And online, you have just exploded in terms of what you do, the work you put in, the photos, the videos. Talk about the online presence.
Yeah, when I broke into this newspaper business, you could cover a game and come in the next morning and take your time and write it. And now if you don't have something up within the first minute, people are wondering what's going on, what happened. And it's 24/7, it really is. And that's the name of our website partner, 247 Sports. And that's very fitting because there's no such thing as taking the day off.
And you're the editor, but it's not like the editor is sitting there at the desk. And here you are. You've got a photographer's vest on, a videographer and photo vest. I'm sure you're out here. It's nonstop.
No, it's nonstop. And yeah, I do write a bunch of the stories, take most of the photos, and do the design on the magazine. But I love doing all three of those things, so I'm not going to yell at anybody. I have to yell at myself for doing that, but I enjoy it so much and always have.
Very good. We're going to continue our conversation with Daryl Bird, the editor of the Cat's Paws. Want to talk to you about a special feature he had in the preseason magazine. We'll do that in just a moment. Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 24. This is the Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16, Kentucky High School Athletic Association, and Lyon County leads Great Crossing 28-24 in the first semifinal, coming up at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central. The second semifinal featuring Harlan County against Evangel Christian, a very small school but a very mighty school so far in the Sweet 16. That'll be 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on most of these network stations. Championship game 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central coming up later on today. Our guest at halftime, Daryl Bird. We've got about a minute left, which is not enough time because I could spend all day with you, Daryl. But the Cat's Paws, you did a special thing. You do the preseason yearbooks for boys and girls basketball. You do one for the high school football. But I just got the biggest kick out of your story. It was kind of like Mayberry, Lyon County, and Travis Perry. Turned out he's Mr. Basketball. Talk about that a little bit, what you did this past summer.
Yeah, I always try to look for some big feature to do in our basketball yearbook, and this seemed like an absolute no-brainer. And I went down there to do a story on Travis Perry. And when I got down there and spent the entire day and another night, I was like, this isn't about Travis. This is about Eddyville and Lyon County and how the complete county has just fallen in love with this group. And it's not that they're carrying the weight of Lyon County with them out here today. It's that they're buoyed. They are floating on top of that support. And they just love these kids, and everywhere you go, and such a great group of kids. I got to spend a lot of time with them. I went to the mountains in eastern Kentucky for the game at Wayland, and it's a great group, and this community is just falling in love. And I hope somebody turned the lights out in Eddyville, because I guarantee it, they're all here.
All right, Daryl Bird, Cat's Paws. He's the editor of the last 27 years. He's been with the Cat's Paws, been our guest. Thank you so much, Daryl. Halftime, Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 24. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall in Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 00169.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by the Moorhead Optimist Club.
Steve Page, the head coach at Great Crossing since the inception of the school 5 years ago. Here you are in the Final Four. Teams don't get to the Final Four unless they're tough. Lyon County's a tough opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew what this game was going to be, and it is what we expected.
What do you got to do in the second half?
We got to stop taking threes and get the ball inside, get it to the rim.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Steve Page, who's been battling that voice as the tournament continues, and he is the Great Crossing Warhawks head coach. Opposite Ryan Perry, the Lyon County head coach. Our score at halftime is Lyon County 28, Great Crossing 24. First semifinal time to send it back. Here is the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre, along with our expert analyst, Minotaur Way.
Well, said the same thing we've been saying in the second quarter, did Steve Page. Quit taking threes, get it inside first, work inside out. We'll see if they can do that. Moreno, with only four shots in the first half, 7.7 rebounds, two fouls. On the other side, Breedlove with those three fouls, and two each on Bray and DeFew, a backup. So they've got to watch their fouls. And on the Great Crossing side, also two fouls on Jalen Warren, but he's a sub they put in to foul to, you know, when they had a chance there late. So here's the way this game has gone. It was Lyon County with a 10-2 run, and they went up 10-4. Great Crossing answer was 6th grade to take a 15-13 lead. Then as we tracked that second quarter, Lyon County scored 13 of the next 17, including the last 7 in that spurt. And Great Crossing didn't score from the 5:24 mark to the 1:43 mark on a Moreno tip-in. But after taking the 28-20 lead, Lyon County did not score the last 3 minutes and 31 seconds of the half and missed their last four shots. So Great Crossing able to cut that lead from 8-4. And now, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Off to the second half we go. Great Crossing the ball into Moreno. There it is, and he's fouled. Well, they got ball there, but must have got body somewhere. Let's see who they call it on. And it's going to be a body foul on Breedlove, and that is crushing.
Wow.
Because that's his fourth. 9 seconds into the half. Here's Moreno to the line. Good. A lot of debate on how you say the name, Moreno or Marino. A lot of people in Scott County and the Great Crossing fans, Marino, but Moreno, Colombian roots. And that's the way we've said it all along with his brother and him, and he got them both, and it's a 6-0 run for the second time for Scott County. Say his last name however you want it. He's a good player with a big upside. 23 college offers already by a lot of Power Fives. A couple of mid-majors in Kentucky as well, as shoulders went around the left and then inside. Did he get the third foul of Moreno? Yes.
Wow. Another wow. And great job by shoulders. Lowering his shoulders, driving hard. Let's see if he's going to look to establish himself some more, because he had a big game for them in their last game.
Steve Page upset with a call, stare down with the official. And shoulders, this is the foul shot, a 68% shooter. So Breedlove shakes his head with his fourth foul. He goes to the bench.
And that's the first free throw that Lyon County has shot in this game.
And the second one is counted. That'll stop the 6-0 run by Great Crossing. And a three-point lead for Lyon County here. Half minute into the third quarter. Loda Moreno into a double team. Stole it. Taken away by Perry, motoring to forecourt, putting on the brakes, now rising from 23, good.
Can't beat that. Great double down defense. Turned into a big three for Perry.
4-3 of the day for Perry, 4-9 from there, 14. Nobody else in double figures. And it's back up to a six-point game, and it's thrown away by Morrell. Perry, corner, Reddick, yes. Three's killed.
Three's absolutely killed. You can't ask for a better start to the half.
Biggest lead of the day at 9. First one from Perry, then for Reddick, who has had a tremendous tournament in the assist-turnover ratio. Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Back-to-back threes have made it a 35-26 Lyon County lead here.
That was a great start to that half. They're doing a great job out of their zone. Lyon County's dropping down. Anytime Moreno catches the ball on the block, they're double-teaming him and making it very difficult for him to be able to get anything off in the post.
Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Sweet 16 basketball on WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Ace Hardware Big Four Lumber on the Moorhead Connector Road.
It looked like Great Crossing, you know, down four at halftime. They were going to get back in it. They got within two on two foul shots, but then back-to-back turnovers, back-to-back threes the other way, and first one by Perry after he stole it from Moreno in the double team at the post. And again, fouls have become a factor here. Three on Moreno. He is still on the court with 6:51 in the third. Four on Breedlove. He picked up his third at 3:10 of the second quarter. Came back in to start the second half, and 9 seconds in, got it. Fourth foul.
How about the defense of Lyon County Lions? I mean, we've heard it all week. Defense travels, and they're playing some great defense.
Biggest lead at 9. Moreno down on the block, getting jostled down there by DeFew. They've been physical with him. He wants it low, and he gets it outside the lane, fans it out to Burrell. His shot no good. And Moreno collects the rebound through a triple team, and they hammer it all over him. Foul called on shoulders. I mean, they are getting as physical as they can get with Moreno.
Moreno, just for him to hang on to that ball, he's having to really work hard in there.
Into Moreno, double team out on the right corner. Burrell, they've got to hit a three sooner or later. There's a shot that didn't even hit the rim. Went off the right wing by Burrell and collected rebound by Perry. And right now, Lyon County trying to knock off Great Crossing in a 24-game winning streak. Only loss was a team out of state. And it was in that tournament down to Myrtle Beach, the Beach Ball Classic. Lost in double overtime to Bishop O'Connell of Virginia. And Lyon County in control. Underneath 6 minutes, Perry another three. Missed that one. Reddick over the back tip. Couldn't get the rebound. It goes to Dawson. Dawson's got to step up now. It averages 18 at 9 in the first half, but they almost threw it away. But running out of room on a baseline is DeFew. If I know Perry's had a big game with 14 points. He's taken 15 shots. It's their defense that's got him this 9-point lead.
They've been playing great defense, and Moreno was open low. They just didn't have a good angle for that pass.
Make the pass to him and go out high to Burrell. Burrell right to Dawson. Dawson foul line. Richardson floating fire. No. And a rebound ripped down defensively. And here they come. Kirk the forecourt. Got it back. Left of the lane. Tracked by Godfrey. He'll shoot the three. Three in a row. Oh, my goodness.
No time like the semis of the Sweet 16 to be knocking down threes.
His second three. And great crossing down a dozen and in trouble. Loaded Dawson turns from seven. Score 11 from Dawson.
Dawson did a great job hunting that opening of that zone in the middle. That's how you bust a zone. Hit that ball to the middle.
After a scoreless streak that went almost 4 minutes, 10 in a row for Lyon County, three threes in a row. Great crossing, stoking up the D, down 10. Here's Redding driving around Burrell, floating fire, goaltending. Moreno is coming down.
It was definitely coming down. I mean, it was impressive to watch Moreno go up there and get that, but 2 points for the Lyon County Lions.
It had reached its apex and was coming down. Give Redding the field goal. Redding has just been solid all tournament. He hadn't shot the ball well. But today, again, three assists, only one turnover, and he has shot it well today. He's 4 of 6. Burrell, corner, Richardson. Three, knocked down by Richardson. They had been 1 of 9 on the day before Richardson hit that one. The other three early on by Dawson, 40-31. After the lead, it climbed to 12. Inside shoulders, whistle. I think Dawson with the reach. Let's confirm. Yes. On the drive. Shoulders will be in the act of shooting.
Shoulders hunting the middle of that zone. His teammate found him. Great strong move to the basket.
Hit the foul shot. Came into this game with 2,101 points. This is game 176 in his long Lyon County career. At 1,250 rebounds as well. And he got them both, and he's the double figures. 9 points, Redding, 14, Perry, 10, Shoulders. And the lead sits at 11, midway through the third here in the first of two state semifinals. Second one, Harlan Kelly and Evangel Christian coming up at 1:30. Cameron Mills, Dave Baker on the call of that one. Right corner, Shoulders, did it out of the left corner. Do it out of the right corner. Balance out your trifecta. Perfection. 10 for Richardson.
How smart are the Warhawks, too? Richardson had just knocked one down. Let's go back to him. Two deep corners.
He makes 1 point for a game, 42% on the year. So Gage Richardson finding the range. Redick, one hands it top to Shoulders. Out high to left to Bray Kirk. Now to Redick. Godfrey slips defensively, went trap. Redick, right wing Shoulders. Let the Jesse fly and miss it. Offensive rebound by Redick. Clear it out to Perry to Redick. These guys have played together since elementary school, and you can see it. Stretching a zone. Godfrey, long, high hands, but pitching can't. Right side, Perry. Skip pass out of high left to Redick. They run a double at him. He runs through it. Loops it, corner, Perry, no.
Ooh, that was a good look, though.
Perry on the day, 4 of 11, and in transition, deflected out. It was intended for Richardson, deflected out of bounds by Kirk. Timeout, 2:53 in the third. It'll be Warhawk basketball, but they are trailing in this one by 8 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. It goes to David Dawson, one of the unsung heroes of KHSAA championship events. He's a native of Hodgenville, Kentucky, who also helps out at state football, girls basketball, as well as his boys basketball and other Kentucky high school state title competitions. He soon will be retiring as athletic director after 21 years as athletic director, 27 years in athletics altogether. And he's also a business teacher at LaRue County High School. David Dawson, Heart of the Game from BSN Sports.
Always talk about runs. Lyon County's had more and better ones. 10-2, 13-4, 10-0. They play defense up by 8. Biggest lead, 12. Richardson tried to feed the post. Well covered, tipped away. Tell you what, DeFew in his minutes off the bench, 6'5 sophomore, has defended that entry pass well. Unsharp enough to the 7-1 guy. They tried to bounce it on the court. Another turnover for Great Crossing. They made 6. Just one turnover today. One.
Oh.
But what do we have here? A little push off?
No, turnover. He stepped on the line.
Yeah. All right. I just said.
Yep.
That's turnover jinx. The air jinx. They had made one all game. And then on the sidelines, turnover on Reddick.
Lyon County now in a 2-1-2.
Listen throughout the tournament for off-the-glass shots brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Another throwaway. Dawson tried to feed it. Baseline left at a bounce. They have been ready for every bounce pass today. Lyon County's defense, known for their offense, number one scoring team in the state at 85.7. But here comes Reddick. Quarter left side to Few. Back to Reddick. Reddick's got to be tired after game. He is active all over the court. Florida Gulf Coast recruit and commit. Perry finds a 15-footer on the elbow. Splash.
And he's not going to miss many of those. When he gets going, he rises up over the defender and just knocks down that beautiful 15-foot jump shot.
Back to a double-digit lead at 10, a minute 30 in quarter number 3. Vita Lowe to Moreno, playing with 3 fouls. Throws it through the lane to Godfrey, who backs it in. Assist by Moreno.
Yeah, that was a great find on the baseline by Moreno.
8-point game. Godfrey comes out. No, I should say Burrell comes out to greet his number mate in the purple uniform, Reddick. Now off the shoulders, guarded by Dawson. Back to Perry. They may be trying to wind the clock in the last minute down. Remember, they were up late in the second quarter, but it was 4 by halftime. Perry, Reddick, Reddick. On the UK block emblem at center court. Crossover dribble to the left. Still being chased by Burrell, and Burrell a foul.
Great ball handling by Lyon County against this tough pressure. Doing a good job preventing the 5-second counts.
Got the foul on Burrell. He didn't like the call. Got an explanation. It was a block. Tough to track Reddick. You got to be tired doing it. In backcourt to Perry. They run a double team at him, and his dad, Ryan Perry, the coach, didn't like what he saw, so he used that timeout. Lyon County has 2 fouls in this quarter. Great Crossing, 3. Both teams have 3 timeouts left. 44-36 Lyon County. Fans, adventure awaits off the beaten path in the foothills of eastern Kentucky. You can get the Moorhead from Great Crossing in Scott County at 83 miles. Your journey to Cave Run Lake from Lyon County is 292 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Game 2 today, Harlan County, 33-4. Evangel Christian, 31-6. That game tips at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time here at Rupp Arena in the 106th edition of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament. Only one loss for Great Crossing. Their last and only loss 84 days ago, but they've had 13 single-digit wins, five of 5 points or less. Their only loss in double overtime. They are chasing Reddick with 25 to play. Now over to Perry. Perry back to Reddick. Richardson hit two big threes on him, 16 to play. Reddick coming right down the lane. Moreno challenges, shot blocked from behind, and then the ball dropped on the court. Perry comes out of there with five, shoulders of three. No, air ball. Stolen at the buzzer, put up. No. Just a little one, a can of 1-2 by Lyon Kelly, but they couldn't produce. And they'll go to the huddle. Up by 8 with 8 minutes to go. Who goes to the final tonight? We'll be back after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
Building a new facility? Is your growing business outgrowing your current storage situation? Graham Lumber in Flemingsburg offers delivery of new and used 20, 40, and 45-foot steel cargo containers. They're wind and watertight with locking doors for safety. Buy, rent, or rent-to-own from Graham Lumber. Stop by and pick out your container today. Graham Lumber, located at the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, and always on the web at grahamlumber.com.
A.W. Graham, man.
Long way.
Lyon Kelly, 44-36. Greg Crossing won the first quarter, 16-15, 13-8. Lyon Kelly advantage in the second, 16-12 in the third. They are shooting 41%, but 43 from three, 9 of 21. Just 3 of 11 from three for Great Crossing, 27%, 37.5 on the year. Great Crossing came in a 55% shooting team and trying to close out on Reddick. A frustrated Burrell, 5'9 junior, fouls for the second time in the last minute or so.
That's his second in first.
The Warhawks are trying to turn up the defensive pressure, but fouling negates that hustle.
Perry got it in, got it back, tipped away, and then Moreno couldn't save it after the bat away from Godfrey. They had the turnover, didn't get it. They are all over, and you wanted to foul to the Lyon Kelly crowd of Kirk, but they got it back out to Perry. Don't want to be too careful here with the lead, but when you got Perry and all the shooters like this, into the lane, stop and go, back miss. Moreno the rebound, and he's fouled coming back. Moreno with rebound number 9, Warhawks 9 points.
Lyon County right now just out-hustling the Warhawks, beating them to the loose balls. Fortunate there. Good rebound.
7:29 of the fourth quarter. Breedlove comes back in, picked up his third at 3:10 of the second. Started the second half, 9 seconds in, got his fourth. He's back in. Moreno plays with three fouls. Down by 8, big possession, float and fire, Burrell, teardrop, answer. His first two of the day.
That was pretty.
Back within 6 for a team that has not lost in 84 days. Lost once this year. Lyon County, they've lost 3 times. Reddick over to Shoulders. Shoulders hand back Reddick. Jack Reddick, 6'3 senior in a double team. Down the left to Ray Kirk. Alley-oop low to Breedlove. And over Moreno, who jumped early, and the basket by Breedlove.
Great time for Breedlove to be back in the game. Just cannot pick up that fifth foul.
They have handled the 7-1 junior post well. Right wing, Burrell. Dawson, feed it low to Godfrey, open. Back to Burrell, three ball, no. Moreno, his 10th rebound, he's fouled. And falling down hard on him, unintentionally. Good sportsmanship both ways. And Malachi Moreno will go to the line after the offensive rebound on the foul on Kirk, his third.
That was a big board, big offensive board by Moreno. He needs to knock these down.
Moreno with a foul shot will go double-double for the third straight state tournament game. In and out. He is now 3-for-4 from the foul line today.
Shot that one just a little flat.
One more for the 7-1 post with a boatload of college offers. And it's good. He's in double-double land again with a 10-10 game. 46-39, 7-point lead, Lyon County. Foul. Richardson came out. They went for the trap, and Reddick says, come get me, and Richardson did his first.
And that was a great job by Reddick because he would have been trapped there by the sideline, the half-court line, and two defenders.
Reddick in this tournament now has 14 assists and four turnovers. Moreno coming out on Breedlove in a battle for the big guys. Hand off to Perry, turning the corner. Moreno pops down low, and Godfrey's got him with Richardson in the trap. But they're handling the trap. Perry dribbling all the way around the arc, and then he's fouled. You know, this trapping, the dribbling and the ball handling of Lyon County, they just can't get traps.
It's such a great job. A lot of times a dribbler, when they see the trap coming, will panic and pick up that dribble. Lyon County does not. They dribble right through it. They bust the middle of that trap. Great job.
Three players with two fouls, including Richardson. Three on Moreno. Here comes Perry, muscling his way baseline. Richardson and Godfrey have him in a trap. Timeout called by the bench. Bad helping some there as Ryan Perry gets the timeout. Same right here with 5:48 to go. 46-39, Lyon County. Runs have been the difference. A 10-0 run to build a 6-point lead in the first quarter. Answered a 6-0 great crossing run with a 13-4 run and another 10-0 run in the third quarter. We'll run on over to the sidelines at Carl Nathan now.
Well, Greg, you never know as we bring you the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. You never know who just will be listening to our broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. A short time ago, I received a text message from former University of Kentucky President Lee Todd, a native of Earlington in Hopkins County, Kentucky. He's listening because Lyon County, small school from Western Kentucky, is competing here in the Final Four at the Sweet 16. And President Todd reminds me that Earlington High School, which he and his wife Patsy attended, they graduated in 1964, they only had 38 students in their graduating class. Well, anyway, a few years after they graduated in 1967, Earlington won the Sweet 16, their total student body slightly over 200. So some good history from Dr. Todd, and I thank him for passing that along to us. And that's our Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report.
293, the enrollment of Lyon County. Great crossing as they split the schools in Scott County, just north here of Lexington, an enrollment of 1,713 in its fifth year. The Kelly Green and white uniforms, the Warhawks, on the ropes, down by 7, playing D, under 6 minutes to go into Perry. Perry was 16 today. Top of the key, through shoulders to Reddick. Flips it baseline right, and they're spreading it out now. Back to Perry. He got it from Kirk. Perry comes head of the key, tracked by two. Godfrey bumped him and fouled him. They're just not, they're a half step away from ever getting the trap, aren't they? And it's not working.
It's not working, and you're right. They're just a half step slower than Lyon County. You know, Lyon County doing a great job. Their ball handlers out there, Riddick, Perry, Kirk.
Here's Riddick back out high right. Again, Florida Gulf Coast side E. Over to the Kentucky side E. Pitch, catch, come get us. Already 4,000 great crossings, so foul shots after this. And how is Lyon Cali from the foul line? 70%, but 14 of 17 through two games. And Moreno over the back, close it out. That was a foul. It wasn't heavy, but it's enough to draw the fourth foul. And now their 7-1 junior is going to the USA Junior National Team minicamp out in Phoenix at the Final Four, one of 65 elite players in the next three high school classes. One away from elimination, and Shoulders makes him pay with a foul shot.
You know, Shoulders was smart there. He was basically posting up Moreno at the free throw line, which held him off enough to draw that foul.
Shoulders nails them both, nothing but the nylon. And they are back up by nine with 5 minutes to go. Dawson with 11 points, Richardson 10, Moreno 10. And the Warhawks have got to find some magic somewhere. Burrell from 13, Moreno a tip, got it back, put it in as it rolls around beyond 360. It'll go to the line with another rebound of the basket.
Sometimes what happens out of a 2-3, you lose the person you're supposed to block out. You cannot afford to lose a player like Moreno around the basket. You got to block him out.
11 rebounds, 12 points, 20 and 17 is averaged through the first two. Foul shot, no good. His brother wasn't a great foul shooter in college either. Great young men. Moreno's been in this state tournament now 4 years between them, and a foul on Richardson. You know, the frustration that the ball handling and the ball movement of Lyon County has frustrated the Warhawks trying to find traps. Richardson upset with his third foul.
Yeah, you can see the frustration, and you can also see they're all bending over, got their hands on their knees because it's wearing on them having to chase these players, trying to defend, trying to trap.
63% foul shooter, Bray Kirk misses it. They are now 5 of 7 from the foul line. Great crossing, 10 of 15. Missed them both. Moreno clears down, rebound number 12. His brother, two-time state runner-up, got eliminated his sophomore year in the quarterfinals by Bowling Green every time Scott Kelly was here and his brother played. And here's a bump foul out high. And this time it's on Reddick. They have really not allowed that closeout on the guard line bump today. They kept it clean, well officiated. Reddick with the foul. But back to Michael Moreno. Every time he lost a state tournament game to the state champion, illegal screen, is it? Yes. Open the guy on the right side, but an illegal screen. I believe it's going to be on Gottfried. It is. Gottfried with the foul, and it's a turnover to boot. And great crossing has made eight. Only three turnovers by Lyon County. The ball, a seven-point lead, 421 to the finish stripe, and a ticket to tonight's title game. Over the defense, Shoulders to Perry to forecourt to the foul line, but he's not going to the hole. Come chase me and get me. Perry up the sidelines, charged, chased by Richardson. Got a trap there, but really got it off to Perry. Perry through traffic, into the lane, down the lane, go the dribble, and put it in. Oh, what a play by Perry. He has 18. 50-41. Dawson, three. No good. But unable to get the rebound. Shoulders collided with his teammate, Kirk.
Yeah, both of them going strong for the ball and just knocked it out of each other's hands.
3:51 in the game, nine-point lead. Dawson hadn't been able to get it going today. He's 3-9 from the field, 1-4 for three. Hit back-to-back threes in the last minute to win the game. Inbounds deflected out by Shoulders. They're going to win this if they do. Lyon County, defensive end and ball handling. And not about shooting today. They're 43%, 38% for great crossing. That's a great crossing team. 55% on the year. Well, they had Gottfried posted low, but Richardson didn't get it into him. Richardson, who hit big corner threes to kind of get him back in it, got one off the wing. Yes!
That's big for the great crossing.
All of a sudden, you think Lyon County's been in control all day. Up as many as 12, six-point game, 3:39. And the Warhawks trying to get a little Harlan Kelly mojo. What about that Harlan Kelly comeback last night from 16 down, 48 points from Trent Noah, fourth most ever in a state tournament game. He plays at 130 today.
That was a fantastic game, and that young man just put his team on his shoulders and willed them to that win.
48-44. What a tournament it has been. So many scintillating games. And we've got another one here as the clock has passed the noon hour. Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. 48-44. Lead up four for Lyon County. They've led most of this game. Last time, Great Crossing led was 16-15, a steal. Big scramble on the court. And what are we going to do? The possession arrow would belong to Great Crossing, and they say jump ball.
That's the first mistake I've seen Kirk make. He just mishandled the pass, got away from him.
Nerves get a little bit more, muscles tighten. Dawson to toss. Moreno playing with four fouls. Covered up. Lob it in. Moreno outside the lane. Back to Dawson. Dawson bounces it to Richardson. It's at three big threes today and leads him with 13 along with Moreno. Dawson, right wing, Burrell. Step back three. Another miss. Burrell is taking a shot, and Burrell is 1-for-9 and 0-for-5. Not the guy you want shooting.
A little surprised with that shot.
Even though Burrell on the year, a 43% shooter, just not today. And now Perry chasing and say, come foul me because I can knock him down from the line. He's globetrottering out there, dribbling all over. Got it back. Look at Perry handle that basketball. Kentucky Mr. Basketball.
He wants it.
3 minutes.
He wants it in his hands.
Now Reddick being chased. They're all over him. Reddick in trouble, gets a timeout. They're down to one timeout. Great Crossing to two. And right now, you could see Steve Page. He comes out, talks to Burrell. He wanted him to drive the ball and pitch. Burrell, 1-for-9 from the field and has missed all five of his threes. And again, to say why did he shoot, he averages 11.3. He's their best three-point shooter by percentage.
Just right.
Today has not been his day.
It hasn't. And Lyon County had a hand in his face as well, but you want to look to get that ball into the paint to Moreno.
All right, let's go down to Carl Nacy.
All right, first of all, a moment ago, that three-pointer by Great Crossing, their huddle was super energized when they cut it to 50-44 with that three-pointer. However, missing a couple on the way back down, and now Lyon County, the ball having to call timeout. Lyon County, the message in the huddle for Ryan Perry is obvious. It's take care of the basketball. They're working on how they can stay out of the trap. They've done a good job. The guy, just as you said, Greg, the guy that they want to have the ball in his hands for the most part is Travis Perry. But obviously, he can't do it 24-7, 365, or in this case, or 32 minutes in a game. But they're going to try to keep it in his hands as much as possible. That's the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report.
Lyon County's led for 20 minutes, 53 seconds. We've been tied for 320. And only a lead of 3 minutes, 18 seconds for Great Crossing. A game of three ties, three lead switches.
The one issue I've seen with Lyon County trying to take the air out of the ball, and they've done a really good job, but where they've gotten in trouble is when they've gotten themselves caught in what I call the trap areas, whether you've got the baseline and the end line, or you've got the half-court line and the sideline, along with two defenders on you. You got to try to avoid those areas on the floor.
Travis Perry, Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Disappointment on Friday in the last two quarterfinals. Got to the semis, wanted to get to the state to write the storybook ending. To a career unmatched in points scored. Up by six, 50-44. Trouble getting it in, five call. Richardson had the hands up. They locked down on all the inbound guys he could have gone to.
Didn't want to use that last timeout.
So a turnover. Fifth for this half to this quarter. Great Crossing's made eight. Missed the three moments ago. Could have cut it down. Now they got another chance. Richardson. Moreno comes high, set a screen for Dawson. Shoulders covering Moreno down low. Dawson looks for Moreno, covered. Skip pass Burrell. Burrell contact, missed another one. Burrell is 1 of 10 inside. They got an inside shot by the littlest guy on the court. And Perry survives, and so does Lyon County. And Burrell fouls. He is frustrated. He is fouled for the third time as we have a timeout. Stretch run in horse country. Lyon County trying to be a Kentucky thoroughbred on the basketball court. The ball up by 6 when we return on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
And we are muscling into the last 2:19 of the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. 50-44 Lyon County. And that was the fifth foul, so they have just put an 85.3% shooter on the foul line, number 11 in the state. 6 of 8 in this tournament. And a 6-point lead. Shooting. Just not been the day for a team that came in number 2 in the state at 54.8%. Great Crossing at 37.5. And the most shots taken by Burrell. Richardson has 9 shots. And Dawson 6. Moreno, as Perry hits, just 5 shots for a 7-1 guy today. You got to give Lyon County's defense, doubling him on the post, a lot of credit. Perry makes it a 7-point game. 2:19 from the finish line and a ticket to the title game. Got them both for Kentucky's Mr. Basketball. 20 for Perry, the fifth time in 7 tournament games over 3 years. He's been over 20. Dawson, they got to have threes. Burrell now out to Dawson. Burrell looking low. And they tried to force a low. Burrell throws it away. Another turnover, and Lyon County knows the finish line is in sight now. Shoulders. Hand back. Perry. 1:46 to go, and Great Crossing about to suffer its first loss in 84 days, and only its second loss of the year. Last season, Great Crossing set up this schedule to be ready. And boy, they played a lot of tough teams. Went to that Beach Ball Classic, lost the title game in a game they should have won. 77-74 in double overtime to Bishop O'Connell. Foul shot no good. It's not over yet. Minute 40 to go. 100 ticks of the clock. Still up 8. One more shot for Reddick. 20 points Perry, 13 shoulders, and Reddick with 9, and he missed them both. Opening the door, Moreno claims rebound, 13. Burrell left, Dawson 3. Missed it. Dawson hit 2 big ones to get him past a top 5 team in Lexington Catholic. They're 4 of 17 for 3 today. And you can see they know the writing's on the wall in a minute 26. You got to hit shots to come back.
You've definitely got to hit shots. You got to put them to the free throw line. But unfortunately, they put the wrong person to the free throw line on this possession.
Here's Perry with 20 today. Evangel Christian and Harlan Kelly in the next one. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if it was Harlan Kelly and Lyon County tonight at 7:30. The number one and number three all-time scorers in the history of Kentucky basketball would be on stage. Vangel Christian and Great Crossing want to say something about that as Perry misses the second. They lead by nine, a minute 21 to go. They got to have 3-point shots here soon. Burrell to the baseline. Got it out to Richardson dangerously. Over to Dawson. Dawson driving in line. There's Richardson in the corner. Missed it. Rebound Godfrey. Back to Richardson. Try it again. Hit it. It's not over yet. 53-47. That three can change everything. And they finally found the right shooter. Give him a second chance. And he connected. 16 for Richardson. And he's had 4 threes here in the second half. 53-47. For the Warhawks. Here comes a Fowler into the game. It's L.J. Holman. Now, who do you foul? That's the question. Breedlove, I believe, is on the bench right now. Redick is a 72% shooter. You know about Perry. He is 3-for-4 today, number 11 in the state. Shoulders is a 68% shooter. So Shoulders may be an idea, but Shoulders today from the foul line has done pretty well. He is 5-for-6. Perry's 3-for-4. Redick and Kirk are both 0-for-2. Collins has played a little bit, so is DeFew. I don't doubt they're going to have DeFew out there right now, a 49% shooter, and the answer is no. So you're probably going to have to foul Kirk if you can. Or Breedlove. Breedlove would be the best idea, a 54% shooter, but can you get to him here? Minute two to go.
And Greg Crossing's put in two much quicker defenders.
And Moreno to the bench. This is a defensive substitution to take out the offense. 6-point lead for Lyon County. They built it to 9 before the Richardson 3. Perry will trigger on the baseline on this college court at Rupp Arena. 47th year of basketball in this facility. Perry lobs it into Shoulder. Yeah, should have fouled him right away, and they don't. Then they foul Perry. Had the chance there. Shoulders not as good of shooter, 68%. Here's Perry, over 85%. In this tournament, he hasn't been quite as sharp. He is 9 of 12, so he's still sitting at 75%. And here's the two-shotter with exactly a minute to go.
These are two big ones, probably the biggest of his career so far.
Missed it. He's missed two in a row, and he kind of shrugs his shoulders. Looks over at his dad. It's head coach Ryan Perry. Now Moreno back in. They had only had one guy on the foul lane. Now 4. Everybody pulls back for Lyon County. Sethwin makes it a 3-possession game. Quickly to forecourt to Richardson. 56 to go. Dawson, Burrell. Burrell crossover Richardson. They've got a double on him to Burrell. Burrell drives, the loops it, hit it! 4-point, make it a 5-point game. 43 seconds to go. Again, no shot clock. Here comes Perry into a trap. Down the right. Tipped away by Burrell. Stolen by Godfrey. Moreno runs it down. Perry re-stole it. Great hustle by Perry. Perry into the lane. Chasing him. 26 to go. Can't get him. Finally do. Travis Perry.
Travis Perry and the Lyon County Lions were not going to be denied. That young man came out of nowhere to get that steal.
Moreno at 7-1, a little harder to get down to the court to get the ball. He down, he thought he had it. Perry came up off the court, tipped it away, and then dribbled it out and drew the foul.
Fantastic, fantastic hustle.
And Burrell had the foul, and he fouls it, he fouls out. 4 fouls on Richardson, 4 on Moreno. Dawson and Richardson called over by their head coach, Steve Page. 23.6 to go. If he gets 1 of 2, he subs it back to a 3-possession game. There's the first down. Perry has 23 in the game. He now has 5,000. 453 points in his high school career. Nobody has more in the state. And it's a three-possession game, 56-49. Dawson needs to shoot the three, doesn't. Richardson will from 24 and miss it. Godfrey tipped the rebound, couldn't get it. And that's going to do it. Kirk the rebound. Perry, dreams come alive. And they'll lay it in ready. And Lyon County living the life at Rupp Arena. They've knocked off the number one team. 84 days since they lost. And Great Crossing goes down. And the Lions roar to the state title game tonight at Rupp Arena.
Wow, what a fantastic game by the Lyon County Lions. They just put a complete game together. Great job.
Lyon County moves on to play the winner of today's second game that tips at 1:30 between Evangel Christian and Harlan County. The end of the season for Great Crossing. The Warhawks in 36-2, a team they scrimmaged preseason, knocks them out. Lyon County has won 16 in a row. They're 35-3. Sophomore and junior years for these young men. It was Friday heartache. It's Saturday jubilation. As Great Crossing goes down. Let's go over to Carl Nathy. You know who he's going to talk to. Travis Perry did it with his ball handling, his defense, and his offense.
And, Greg, we are with Travis, our Blue Oval electrifying player of the game. Travis Perry, 24 points. You impressed the heck out of me with ball handling, dribbling, playing keep away in that fourth quarter. That was a big part of it. Some key foul shots. What about this victory?
Man, it's awesome. It's an early morning game, not what you're used to in high school basketball. Playing against a team that hasn't lost a team in the state of Kentucky. You know, we just came out, tried to do what we could do, and, at the end, we just did what we needed to do to get it done.
One of the reasons the Sweet 16 is so great, you got a school like you with 293 students, more than 1,700 at Great Crossing. There's only five on the floor at a time, though, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I feel like, it's a big size advantage for them. They got a lot of people there, but, you know, we got a lot of heart, and we play with that chip on our shoulder and just have fun doing it, honestly.
You got enough left in the tank for tonight?
Oh, man, state championship game, anybody can have enough. We're good.
All right, good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There it is, Travis Perry of Lyon County. Our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. Final score, Lyon County advances to the championship game, 58-49 over Great Crossing. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's. And Moorhead.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round, especially priced for just $4.99. Honeycrisp apples are only $1.49 a pound. And two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is just $3. That's right, two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's for only $3. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Morehead Tourism.
Two, 13-4, 10-0 runs, and great defensive ball handling fuel Lyon County's mini upset of Great Crossing today. It was a game where these two teams among the favorites to win it all here, and they led, did the Lions, spelled with a Y, by the way, like the Kelly, for 24 minutes and 4 seconds. Great Crossing only led for 3 minutes, 18 seconds. We were dotted those three times for 3 minutes, 20 seconds. They held Great Crossing, the number 2 shooting team in the state, coming in at 54.8 to 37%. I thought they defended the post minor extremely well against the 7-1 guy that ate up other teams. You know, you look at Moreno, we only got 6 shots today from the field. Meanwhile, you get 10 shots from Dawson, who goes 3 of 10. Burrell goes 11 shots, hits only 2. Richardson tried to keep him close with a game-high 16. 6 of 12 from the field, 4 of 9 from 3. And then Malachi Moreno with 12 points, and he is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power of the Rebound, power rebounder of the game with 14 boards, 3 double-doubles, all-tournament team named. And that is Malachi Moreno, the junior. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. But beef today was the defense of Lyon County. We'll hear from the winning coach, and we'll give you the Lyon County totals when we come back. They're on to the state title game, 58-49, here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Lyon County outshoots the number 2 field goal shooting team in the state by 7.2% today, shooting 44.2. As we said earlier, holding Great Crossing to 37%. But more importantly, while it was a 5 of 20 shooting 3-point effort, most of those, 4 of the 5 made by Richardson for Great Crossing, it was a good one. 9 of 21, 43% for Lyon County. 4 threes by Travis Perry. Went 7 of 19, 4 of 11, 6 of 8 for the foul line, 24 points. He's now played 7 tournament games over 3 years, and he's been over 20 now 5 times. The best total for Perry in a tournament game, 26. That came back in the opening round of his first ever game against John Harden 2 seasons ago. He'll have a chance to put one more in his storybook career. the all-time leading scorer in the state of Kentucky, adds to his scoring account with 24 more today. He now sits, well, that's pretty cool, 54-54, 5,454 points, and he is moving up. He is now just 39 points away from passing Bruce Williams, player that played down in Louisiana in the late 70s, to be number five all-time in the United States in high school basketball history in points scored. In addition to him, Reed Love played through foul trouble, had 4 points, 3 rebounds. Bray, 6-4, 13 points for Brady Shoulders, 3-5, 2-4, 5-6. Solid role player. He's not a role player, he's a star, but today he played his role. Jack Redick, how good can you be? 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, handled the ball with Perry down the stretch. They played Carson Collins and Isaac Defew a little bit. And Dad got to be awful happy of his son and his team. They've been together since elementary and middle school. Ryan Perry will take a 35-3 team to the final game.
Great basketball game. You know, that Great Crossing team we beat is just a really, really good team. When you start watching film on them and you know that you got to play them, you know, they're a matchup problem at every position. They're elite. They got, you know, Vince Dawson and Malachi Moreno are two of the best players in the state, regardless of class. Those guys are matchup problems for anybody that plays against them. They got shooters around them. They got good guards to handle the ball and score. They're good defensively. They're good all the way around. Felt like that was going to be a heavyweight slugfest. I mean, it's two pretty good teams going at it. And, you know, it's a shame that one of the teams had to lose, to be honest with you. They're very, very, very well coached. They haven't lost a game in the state of Kentucky this year for a reason. They're really good, and my hat's off to those guys. That's a great basketball team. I wish we both could have won and played tonight, because that's a good bunch of guys over there and coaches, and, you know, we got a lot of respect for that team.
Those are the comments of the Lyon County coach. His team will play the title game tonight against either Harlan County 33-4, Evangel Christian 31-6. They meet at 1:30. Mina Todd, great working with you. You've seen this game. You've seen the tournament, worked with you in the girls' tournament. Your thoughts on this one and this tournament in general before we say goodbye and safe travels.
Same to you, Greg. It's been an awesome opportunity to work with you, and what a great, great game this was. My hat's off to Great Crossing for their accomplishments this year, but Lyon County, they came in from tip-off till the end of the game and executed beautifully on the defensive end. They changed up their defenses. They kept Great Crossing off balance just enough, and then the way they handled the ball and moved the ball and was able to finish this game out was incredible.
Amazing what young kids can do.
Oh, it is amazing. It's a lot of fun. Great. A lot of fun to watch them. A lot of dreams coming true.
All right. That is the way it is. Lyon County has knocked off Great Crossing. Only loss in the state of Kentucky. 58-49. We'll be back to wrap it up after this in the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With a wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs in Moorhead. As part of your community, we are committed to building solid, long-term relationships. Stop by or give us a call at 606-784-8966. 606-784-8966. Let us show you what uniquely Kentucky means. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Moorhead State University is proud to sponsor this Sweet 16 broadcast.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, did you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd offered analysis and color. Carl Lathy hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Greg Stottlemyre who brought you the play-by-play. Again, the final score, Lyon County 58, Great Crossing 49. Lyon County playing for a state title at 7:30 tonight. Until then, so long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.